So you have this process that you call inquiry, mm-hmm. and you start people off with asking. Can you tell me a little bit more about how you get
people? We've been talking about actually the inquiry process. Okay. That in the course of the program, we'll have the men be together and the women be together and formulate some questions. And again, the way Joseph was saying, sometimes they're not. People aren't always clear what they really want to know. So they'll ask a question. Like a woman will ask a question of the men. And it could be something like, what would make me attractive to you? Now, usually they don't come out with that quite so boldly. They might have a bit of a story about what do men want.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then we'll coach them on, well, are you wondering just what do men want, or are you wanting something that's specifically useful to you?
Right, right.
So we'll have them get to the place of saying, what would make me attractive to you as a partner?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so the feedback that they'll get to the men that choose to answer will answer from their own perspective, their own truth, not men would want this.
Right, right.
It's what they personally find attractive or would find attractive in a woman.
Mm-hmm. So it's almost like we're always going for the most personal. We can get it, both for the person asking the question and the person or persons who choose to answer mm-hmm. it. So in a way, it's kind of like we're setting up these surrogate lover moments where the man who would answer that woman's question would answer it as if he were a potential lover or a present lover.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And there's something very refreshing, I think, about that, because we all know that's not happening. I mean, mm-hmm. maybe some people have picked up people at our programs that we don't know about, but that's not the goal.
Mm-hmm.
So the person gets to suspend disbelief for a moment and hear this person who she knows, this is not my lover, but I'm hearing mm-hmm. what he really believes about what's attractive.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I can imagine that process would really help to overcome stereotypes very quickly as well.
Yeah.
It does.
Because you have to get into the particulars. Like,
yeah.
You know, what about me now and you now, instead of just generally I think and I'm hoping that people will find what I'm doing attractive, but never really having the feedback, which can probably be crazy-making,
right.
I guess, for a lot of people.